The club was pumping. Human bodies moving together, gyrating to a techno beat. Mostly male, but also some female couples, scantily dressed, showing off to each other. It was an elaborate mating ritual. They were sizing each other up, testing the waters, pheromones swirling. Eye contact, a flirtatious smile, a flutter of eyelashes. "Would you like to dance?" Moving around each other, then touching, maybe a kiss. Done deal. "Your place or mine?" He shuddered as he made his way through the crowd. Every fiber of his being wanted out of here, but it was necessary for what he had to do. There could be only one winner. Him. He spotted the man at the bar, drinking a cocktail. Lonely, forlorn, upset. Perfect. The killer went up to him and smiled. "Hello again."
"Oh, it's you."
A spark of recognition, the blue eyes lifted.
"I didn't know you came here."
"Don't, usually." He'd never stepped foot in the place before. "But I was in the area and I felt like a drink. Didn't want to be alone." A knowing grunt. "Mind if I join you?" The man hesitated, then gave a nod.
"Sure, why not?"
Smiling, the killer eased into the seat next to him. "What are you drinking?"
"Mojitos, they do a good one here."
"Great, I'll join you." He flagged down the barman. "Two more, please." "Do you come here often then?" the killer asked, feigning interest.
"Sometimes. My partner and I like to dance. We're both so busy it helps us let off steam."
"I totally get it." He didn't. He'd never liked dancing. What possessed people to bounce around like idiots to boring, repetitive music in a confined space until they were sweaty and red-faced? Ballroom dancing, yes, swirling elegantly to classical crescendos, tuxedos and ball gowns. He could understand that, but not this type of dancing.
"My job is fairly stressful, so I like to let off steam too." "What do you do?"
"I'm in banking, asset management." The crisp white shirt and tailored trousers he was wearing backed up his story, as did the flashy Rolex on his wrist. A knockoff, but the man wouldn't know that. It was a very good fake. "How about you?"
"I'm a psychologist. I'm between jobs, actually."
"The psychologist? Wow." The killer's sheepish grin belied the tension in his shoulders. "What can you tell about me?" A chuckle.
"Not much, since we haven't known each other very long. I know you like photography."
A mutual hobby. That's where they'd met. The local adult community college. The killer had been surprised by how much he'd enjoyed it. He might even keep it up after all this was over. Once he'd won. "Anything else?"
"You're outgoing, fairly impulsive, and you don't like being alone."
The killer laughed. "Not bad." Totally incorrect. If the man was any good at all, he should have been able to tell he was more introverted than extroverted, planned everything to the finest detail, and loved being alone. "Where's your partner tonight?" the killer asked, even though he knew. Mind games. He was better at them than the shrink. A flicker of an eyelid, a sore point.
"He's away on business."
"That's a shame. You didn't want to go with him?"
"It's not that kind of trip. He's in sales. This is a big conference somewhere up north. Partners aren't welcome."
"Well, his loss is my gain." He flashed a naughty grin. The man's gaze lingered on his face.
"You know, I didn't realize you were..."
"Appearances can be deceiving. I don't broadcast it."
"Why not? Haven't you come out?"
"It's not that." He didn't need his head read. "It's just with my work." He shrugged. "I think it's better if people don't know. None of their business anyway, right?"
"Right."
The man hesitated, as if unsure whether to continue. Finally, he said,
"If you ever want to talk..."
The killer was getting bored with this conversation. Time to move on to the next step in his plan.